महाप्रभु देना शिक्षा, सनातन शिक्षा भाव दे दिया इंगेज देने इन ए किंगडम मुस्लिम क्रिश्चियन किंगडम and they were on the highest post of chief
prime minister.
And how they quickly give up all these things. They realize that their post cannot give them happiness. So how they can that change by the association of Mahaprabhu. And how they became renowned, gave up their all worldly attachments, and they became associates of Mahaprabhu. Guru Kantaru ne isse standing diya. Aur Srimad Bhagavatam and all scriptures tell like this that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. She is so beautiful. She has all powers. She is so attractive. And she is also so merciful. And we are all His part and parcel. And we are eternal servants of God or Krishna. But nowadays, so many kinds of thoughts are going on that we are him, ourselves, Brahma, God. We are all equal. We are all God, all Brahma, all we are equal. And one day we will be Brahma. But this theory is quite wrong. All are not equal. In length they are not equal. But in fatness they are not equal. In intelligence they are not equal. In any case they are not equal. They are not Brahma. We are part and parcel of Krishna. We are servant of Krishna. But nowadays we have forgotten as we thought. And that is the root cause that we are drowning in the endless chain of birth, death and sufferings and sorrows. Now you are young. By the mercy of Krishna or God, your body is okay. No rogue, no disease now. But even body is changing and you are running towards old age and death. Death is sure. Within 2-3 days or after 3 days, 3 years, 100 years, 500 years, but you will have to die. Anyone cannot say. So many miseries as we told. We are not God or we are not Brahma. You can hear a story from Sriman. ये कहते हैं कि सभी प्रकार के विचार एक समान और सभी ठीक है. उनकी यही दुर्गति होती है. सभी विचार एक नहीं है. चोर, डकैत, बदमाश और जितने कर्मी, ज्ञानी और जितने हैं सब एक नहीं है. सभी के विचार ठीक नहीं है. ये जरा समझा दो. Only the way is bhakti. He says to
Samyasa. The moral is those who are having this idea that everything is same, they meet the same end which we heard in the story. Dacoits, robbers, sinful people, or those who are endeavoring very hardly to maintain their life in this material world by earning money and other things, scientists, etc. They are not all same. They all go to different destinations because their desires are different, their methods are different. So still, being unaware of this real Siddhanta, those who are addicted and attached to this philosophy of life, that everything is same, we should have same respect for dogs, for lions, for cats, for everyone.
For prostitutes, for mother, for sister, all are same. Go on.
So, rather, what one should do, one should try to analyze that what is the real goal of life and who are the people I should really follow in my life and what is the value by which I can really attain the real goal of my life. And those people who've been successful in the past, that they have really perfected their life, they have achieved that eternal peace and happiness, they have no doubt, they are fully enlightened in the spiritual knowledge and their heart is filled with that love. If we are able to take association of these people, then we will also inherit their qualities. Because we become what we associate with. Our surroundings always influence us. So, because we are in the association of such a society where people are thirsting towards the materialistic idea, and to cover their sense gratification, their shortcomings, they are posing, oh, we are equal to all, we respect everyone, so we should respect our nonsense also. So this kind of philosophy is leading everyone to hell. The title of the story which we heard is Blind City and the Foolish King. That's what will happen. The politicians, the so-called gurus, those who are taking religious garb, the teachers who are unaware of the real purpose of what education is all about, they cannot help us and train us that how we can relate with our families, how can we relate with our elders in the society, how can we behave with animals, and so many other things. We are always covered with this ignorance, and there's nobody to give us this light. So, those who are very fortunate, those who are very, very extremely fortunate, they get this chance that they can come in association with the enlightened soul. This is all by the remnant of God who has created us. He can give equal opportunity to everyone. Because on the level of soul, one gets this opportunity that one can love God without any difference of caste and creed. Physically, materially, bodily, it is not possible. It's never possible. The way we are loving our mother, we can never have same respect for a prostitute. The difference will always remain. The way we are trying to keep a pet dog or a cat, we cannot keep same way lion and tiger. They will eat it. The diet is not same of everyone. Elephants eat so much and eat so little. So how can we say that everyone is same? They're not same. They're different. But the soul and the desire which is there to be equal, to have same amount of bliss, is not wrong idea. It's very much spiritual. A lame person who doesn't have to, whose bodily limbs are not complete, he may be blind, he cannot hear, maybe his feet are not full in number, or he's walking with difficulty, he can also be very happy, even more happy than those who have all the bodily parts, and those who have so much wealth and so much reputation. Why? If he is acquainted with the spiritual philosophy, if he knows that I am not this body, actually I am not this clothes. The difference between the body and the clothes is the difference between the soul and our body. So one who is able to establish himself in the science of self-realization, who can know that yes, I am not this body, only he can achieve full bliss. And thus we understand that on the spiritual platform, there is really no difference between different souls. He each soul is individual. We should not mistake that they are all one. Each soul is having all this individual existence. And also the Supreme Lord is also individually existing. And the relation between the two, the loving relationship between the two, is also eternal. But the Supreme Enjoyer is only one, and that is God. And the living entities are His subservient. But that does not mean that they are exploited by the Lord. No, it's a loving affair. So they both actually get equal happiness. Or sometimes it's a race between the two. The love is increasing. The devotee's love increased by serving the Lord, and the Lord also feels equally indebted to serve the devotee. So there is no difference of caste and creed, and there is no barrier for physical deformity if one is able to reach that platform. So we should try to understand the real goal of life and not be affected with this foolish and bogus philosophy of everyone is same and will reach the same destination no matter whatever we eat. It's funny also, because if I'm drinking a glass of milk and then if I'm drinking a glass of liquor, how can it have the same effect? On one hand, I'm trying to drink nectar, and then I drink poison, I'll say I'll have the same effect. How is that possible? So,
this is simply foolish, without any basis. Those who are intoxicated, the consumer's liquor, who are drunk, only the next two seconds. Maybe speaking. But then they're mighty, in the second honor, different drinks of the crew. A kindergarten student can be put in the philosophy class, so the division should always be there. This means we are respecting everyone, the quality of their quality, their ability, and in spiritual sense, this is equal to drink all. It's not an equal system. Just like our five fingers, if we try to make them same by cutting them, then we may claim, oh, now I'm equal to all of my fingers, then this is not the right idea. But rather, I should see what is the need of each and every limb of my body, and then accordingly I behave with them. This means, like in a family, if mother has five children, and one is weak, one is very strong, so their diet and their environment are different. But if she treats them all equally, that means, you know, the healthy person should also be put on with a sick diet, because they're equal living for everyone. Right? So, that's not true. And if everyone is equal, then why they fight with the different political parties for a political party? Say, I'm the better, or they're the wrong. Then why is it going to show? If everything is good, everything is same, and everybody's following the right path, then they should be very close. They should all be equal. They should all be equal. Why do you think of making regulations and making all the same efforts? No. So, this advice should be, the greatest in the real philosophy, which is that we are all eternal party pastors and servants of the Supreme Lord, and by praying to Him, we can gradually attain our spiritual constitutional position, and we can serve Him there eternally in His abode.